Good evening, and everyone, and welcome to our Internal Affairs Media broadcast and the recording of the interview with Rena.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Rena? It's Rena. We are on with the Internal Affairs Media. EA Media is a Christian-based group. We have politically charged and religiously motivated podcasts. I do the podcast Politically Incorrect, and I am your host tonight, Andrew Schechter. My podcast is on every Thursday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Podbean and other selected podcast venues. So this evening we have Rena, and Rena is a witch-turned Christian, has the podcast The Secret Place, a very interesting podcast from witchcraft to New Age to Christ. And just as an opening, I've been in that position myself. I'm very honored to be able to speak with Rena today. Everybody should visit her podcast as well. And I'm sure she'll tell us where that can be found. Because I've been there before, and it's a tough situation. And my personal situation, just as an opener, is as a member of the Society of Friends, the Quakers, as some people call them. For many years, my parents were involved with that, and my dad had died at a very young age of 46, and the Quakers came and helped us out, helped my mom out. My mom passed away, and at that point, it was a few years later, I was very depressed and down, and they came about a year later. No one knocked at the door, no one said, how are you doing, or anything. They came knocking at my door and sent me a letter and said, you're not a Quaker anymore because you didn't pay your tithes. I thought, well, if that's religion, I don't want any parts of it. And then I started dabbling in occult affairs and witchcraft and all kinds of crazy things for the next 4 or 5 years before I decided that, I don't like the current ministries. And I actually became an ordained minister and went through seminary and started my own church, Modern Day Christian Fellowship, which still exists to this day. Without further introduction then or further ado, I will introduce Rena. And Rena, tell us your story and tell us what happened to you and what you'd like us to know about how to return to Christ if we've left the fold.
Hey, so basically, I grew up Christian, but I had religion, not a relationship with Christ. And I started dibbling and dabbling in horoscopes and tarot cards and things like that, and numerology books, like at a very young age. And when I got older, I realized, like, okay, the religion thing is not for me, kind of like how you said. And I walked away from Christ and started dabbling in witchcraft.
And by dabbling, did you get with a group, or were you doing it on your own, or what exactly did you get involved in?
Okay, so I first started going to a tarot reader, and then I bought my own tarot deck, and then I started going down the New Age spirituality path, where you basically are just like your own God. Like, even though I believed in Jesus, in the back of my mind, like, I thought I was a good witch, I thought that by using manipulation and doing spells and stuff, as long as my intentions were good, that, that I could still be a Christian and practice this New Age and stuff. But I was mostly doing it myself, but I did have a coven, they call it, of witches, where you guys practice magic together, and they teach you how to do stuff. But mostly I did it alone too, because a lot of the people that I knew, like, they were not really into it. So I was meeting like new witches and stuff like that.
So during that time period, did you find, I'm going to ask this in a kind of a crazy way because I've seen both sides of it. Did you find benefits or evils of that? Now, as an explanation of why I'm asking that question, when I was involved, I had both some really bad experiences of things going negative and doing negative magic and having it come back on me, and positive things that never really were actually positive. They just seemed positive initially. And just an example, my daughter was messing with it, got into it as well. She was messing with a Ouija board. The two of us were working with it, and it said she's going to get a new job, and sure enough, she got a new job, and then something really bad happened, and she ended up in jail a week later. So she did. It said, and I've had similar experiences too, or I did some negative magic, and for the next year and a half, my car broke down, I lost my job. I mean, it was a series of unfortunate events, which is actually the series that turned me back to Christ. What were your experiences, positive and negative, when you were in the occult? And then we're going to go on to what you're experiencing now and how you got involved and what you're doing with Christianity.
Okay. So the positive experience was in the beginning, because it was something new. I felt like I was helping people because, you know, in New Age, they call it light work, white magic, healers, like you're healing. And I thought I was truly healing, and I felt like I found my identity because I have so much trauma from stuff that happened in the past. So everything felt good. Like, I felt like I was free, you know, but I was getting sick, and, you know, there was no explanation. There was no medicine that was working for me. Like, I was going back and forth to the ER, like I was having breathing problems, and I was getting like angrier and angrier, and I was drinking more, and I was smoking more weed behind the scenes. But it's like, when people saw me, or whenever I did a reading or did a spell for someone, like, they would tell me, oh, you're such a good person, I love your energy, I love your aura. And I personally, like, my biological dad has never poured that into me. So, you know, that felt good to me. But when I was doing money spells, like, I would get the money, but it wouldn't be like a large amount. And I was like, okay, so I got to keep doing spells to get more money. But then I just started noticing, like, things started turning bad. Like, I had to let go of my apartment because I started having financial troubles. Car got repossessed because I was having financial troubles. And ultimately, like, God humbled me. I had an encounter with him, and I threw my hands up, and I was like, okay, I'll stop practicing witchcraft.
That's kind of interesting, because that's almost the exact same experience I had as well. I actually had found out, I don't know if you found this out, but I found two things out that were kind of interesting. I found out one enough that if you would do a spell to get the money to get your car repaired. I did it one time. I said, you know, I prayed that my car doesn't have to, it'll pass inspection without any repairs. And boy, what was I doing a big spell on that one? Because every year it was costing me a ton of money.
Right.
Yeah, and sure.
Like,
sure,
it comes with a cost. It's like,
yeah, the so devil. Sure enough, I brought that car in, and it came out clean as a whistle. $35, and I'm out the door. And 2 weeks later, the entire engine blew. So, I mean, it was...
Right.
Is that the kind of experience? I also had experiences where you would do something and you found yourself becoming vindictive to others, that even though you'd smile at them, you would pray that they had trouble so you could cure their troubles. It was kind of that.
Yes. Did you
experience that too?
Yes. It's like, I would smile in people's faces, or I would, you know, be all happy and stuff when I'm doing their reading. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I pray your relationship does not work out. Like, you coming to me and getting this love, you're like, I pray it don't work out. Like, if I gave somebody like crystals or stones or something, like, it was definitely some negative spirits attached to it. Demons, I should say, attached to it.
that's exactly what I felt. And a lot of people I've talked to that are in that situation have felt the same way. Now, the question I have is, you said you then came back to Christ. Now, can you explain what your path was and what you currently do? Did you decide to belong to a church? Did you start your own ministry? Do you do it on your own? Explain exactly what your path forward was.
See, that's the funny thing, because God had a way of, like, getting me alone. Like, I was completely alone. Like, I had a godmom that lived in a new city, like, because I was in Dallas, then I got uprooted and relocated to Oklahoma City because I let go of everything due to financial troubles. And I didn't have a church home there. So, and it was like right around the time COVID hit. So, like, the churches were closed. So I was freaking out. But because I had Christian roots, like, I just started playing worship music, I started fasting, I started praying. But at the time, like, I was hearing God, but I was hearing demons, you know, and I felt like I was going crazy. There was just so much spiritual warfare. I remember like a demon came out of me in the living room, and I just kept saying like, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. And it took a while for me to find a church because of like the COVID restrictions and stuff, but I was like watching YouTube sermons and reading my Bible like every day. And then my Lyft driver had referred me to a church, and I started going there. And I wanted to run from it so bad, but I'm glad I didn't, because that's where God wanted me to be in that time. But I wanted to run because of the spirits that were in me. They were still there, because I didn't get deliverance till like way later. But I ended up going to Our Lord's Community Church in Oklahoma City.
That's really pretty neat. Yeah, and I'm sure you found a much more welcoming community. I'll take a moment just to take a quick pause and remind everybody this is an Internal Affairs Media, EA Media podcast. Donations to keep our podcast online are always welcome at donate.eamedia.online. And our podcasts are many and numerous. You can find us on Podbean under Internal Affairs Media. And my podcast is every Thursday night, 10 p.m. The Politically Incorrect podcast. So please join us. Now, I'll get back as well. And an interesting thing, I'm going to give you my transition. And you said you joined that church. And I'd like to know more about those experiences. My actual comeback was at a point when I was going down to Temple University to take some classes in Philadelphia. And I was outside and walking the area. And if most people don't know, you know, inner city North Philadelphia. North Philadelphia is probably one of the most dangerous areas, no matter what color or creed you are. And that's where this college is located. And I was walking around the streets of town, and this nice black woman came out, and she says, "Son, what are you doing out here at this hour of the night?" She goes, "You're going to get yourself killed." I said, "I don't even care." I was involved still in the witchcraft and stuff. She says, "You got to come in." I says, "You got to come in with us." Little did I know, she was one of the people that was part of the Baptist ministry, the Baptist church that was right across the street. When she brought me in, all I could hear was singing and music as I approached the church. And walked through the door, and they're all jumping and singing. And when we walked through the door, all the singing kind of stopped. Everybody looked back, and this woman said to them, she says, "We got to help this fellow. He's got a problem." He says, "She needs us." He goes, "Please welcome him to the church." And they all were welcoming, shaking hands, and then started singing again. I became part of their little church for a while I was going to Temple. And then I realized, you know, just how welcoming God can be, and God's word can promote people to that positivity. I never became part of that church. Like I said, I started my own ministry, but they were the most wonderful people in the world. And that's what brought me back. And I've been there ever since. How do you find the church now, and the people in the church, and the difference between, you know, the contrast between the church and the satanic religions?
Honestly, like now, well, first of all, I'm glad that God had put me in that particular church, because a lot of the places that I've went before, there was nothing for me to do, like as a young person. So, but there was like so much, and they were so involved with the community, and it gave me things to do, because I'm not the type of person that wants to sit still. Not only that, but they believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they believe in people like practicing it, and they call that out. So that particular church opened my eyes to like a lot of stuff. And then I really truly felt the love of Jesus. Like I never felt it before. Like every time I would say I love Jesus, or whenever people would say Jesus loves you, I never truly felt that until I went there. In the satanic world, it's like you'll get like a fake, you'll get like a love that feels good for the moment, but you're constantly searching for something else, and you feel empty and just miserable on the inside. But now I truly understand like true joy, you know?
And same here. I know exactly where you're coming from. I guess the next big question would be, how do we bring others like us out of that fold? I know in my little ministry, I was a firefighter at the time, and brought in and found that the firefighters and the police officers are one of the biggest groups that's leaving the fold, and trying to bring some of them back. And that was my primary ministry, was to our public servants, who are so important to us, pass the word along as well. You do anything, or you plan, or do you work with people, or other than your podcast, you do anything else to try to bring others back from the depths of that satanic and other, and just the fact that a lot of people just don't have any religion at all?
Honestly, I really haven't been so open with my testimony with a lot of people, because I was always afraid, but I have worked with homeless people in my local area, like feeding them, just pretty much trying to show them like that Jesus does love you regardless of your past. And I try not to focus so much on me, because I want to kind of meet them where they are. I want to hear their story. And, I pray for people. But I do have a lot of folks that come to me, like whether it's on Facebook, or they'll pull me aside somewhere and they'll talk to me, and they just feel so comfortable with being open with me. And I feel like God has gave me the gift of wisdom and counsel, and I'm able to, talk to people and pray with them and stuff like that. So I feel I'm still trying to discover what it is that God has for me at this point. So I'm not exactly sure.
So I guess another question I got when I got involved, I became heavily involved in studying, once you're chased from a religion for whatever reason, from chased away from God, to come back, you need to find out, is this reality? What is this true? Or is this whole Christianity a story? And there's so many other religions. I actually went and studied a bunch of different religions before I came back to Christ. Mm-hmm. And I've studied the Bible in different ways. And my big thing, and a lot of good Christians say you're not a good Christian, because I preach the Genesis and the first book of the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. The Old Testament is the foundation, the legs of the entire Bible. Mm-hmm. That everything falls apart. But I've done a lot of studying and research. And are you into that at all, or do you just go and just pray to Christ? And either one is excellent, because as long as you believe in Christ and ask for Christ to come and save you and to be with you, and since I've done that, boy, I'll tell you, I've never looked back. But I'm just looking at your path. Is a path to study? Is a path to understanding, more to understanding? Or what do you look forward to gain out of your relationship with Christ?
Honestly, I just I do study my Bible, but not as much as I need to, because I'm more of a like podcast listener, or I'd rather watch a sermon, but I do read my word. But I've been getting more and more into deliverance, and I participate in church, like in the music ministry, like I sing. So I really want my relationship with Christ to be so solid, and I want to be so strong in my walk to where I can deliver people through music, because it has the power to deliver people. Well, we know it's the Holy Spirit that does it, but that's what I would like. That's what I want to get out of it.
Excellent. And that's like I said, any relationship, as long as you trust in Christ, that's the big thing.
Yes.
He's carried me over so many situations, and people have said, how did you survive that? I went through a foreclosure. The house went into foreclosure and was going to be taken away from us, and it's right at Christmas time, and I prayed and I stayed calm, and even told the kids we weren't going to have a Christmas anymore, or this year rather, because it's going to be Christmas with Christ. Mm-hmm. And prayed a lot. We did a lot of praying, and then all of a sudden, I got this a new job offer and a check for like $5,000 for
that. Oh, wow!
Yeah, from a contest I had entered months before that I didn't even know I had forgotten about totally. And I'll tell you, my kids to this day, they're good Christians.
Amen.
Because Christ came through for us, but it's the belief that really counts.
Yes, God is good.
And paying it forward, it's very important. You can't, when somebody says, how did you survive that? I guess through power of Christ. And you have to pass that forward. I know a lot of good Christians that don't acknowledge where their abilities came from, and where their the wealth of joy came from. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are are failed Christians because they don't promote it. That's one of the reasons I'm so proud of you for coming out, and your podcast is so positive. What I'd like you to do is tell us where our listeners can find your podcast and what it's about. I know you've got a couple of podcasts on there. Can you explain what you got on there and where to be found, Rena?
Okay, so my podcast can be found on Spotify and Amazon Music. It's called The Secret Place. The first episode talks about my full testimony from being New Age and being a witch and then coming to Christ. And it also talks about different demonic spirits and manifestations that I've had in my life. So I'm really documenting like my whole healing journey and stuff on there. Everything is Bible-based
too. So they would just search The Secret Place on Spotify, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. I encourage all our listeners to go and listen to these wonderful podcasts. I really enjoyed them. I would never take on an assignment to talk to anyone unless I have 100% belief and I feel really powerful. And Rena, you've brought me to that point. You had a really great podcast and a lot of good information that was just spot on. And I've known so many people that have followed your path and our path that it's become a very important mission for myself. And I hope you can look at that as part of your proselytizing, so to speak.
Thank you. Glory to God.
All right. And with that, I'll remind everybody one more time, this podcast is brought to you by your host, myself, Andrew Schechter. My podcast is Politically Incorrect. You can be heard on Podbean every Thursday evening at 10 p.m. or recorded sessions on Podbean. And it's brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media, EA Media. Again, I want to keep these podcasts going and keep the spirit of God on its path forward. If you could donate or become an ongoing sponsor, you can join us at donate.eamedia.online. And Rena, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here tonight with me on this interview. It's been an honor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have anything else to say before we close the interview tonight? I'll give you the final word.
Nope, nothing else.
Fantastic. Well, you keep up, stay with Christ, and keep letting people know the positive outcomes you have with Christ, because that's one of the ways you can push people forward without having to sell. I don't believe in selling religion. I don't believe in selling Christ. I believe in telling people what Christ has done for me.
Right. Amen. Right.
Exactly. There you go. So amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you for being here tonight. We'll close with a brief prayer and usually I open with a prayer and I didn't, on my interview, but if you pray with us tonight, we praise God. We praise you, dear Lord, for bringing us this wonderful guest tonight and for her ability to and willingness to pass the word of the Lord on, pass your great word on. We praise you for everything you give us, the love, the gift of life. And I'll kind of put a little bit humility in here tonight, say that I have a personal praise that I could actually do the podcast tonight after I just got over a terrible cold. So thank you, Lord, for allowing me to make it through the podcast tonight. Rena, we will see you again on future podcasts. And if you could just stick around for a moment after I terminate the recording, you have a great evening. Thanks for being here tonight.
Bye.
Bye, man.